AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump has approved the state of Texas's request to extend the major disaster declaration beyond Kerr County to 8 additional counties. That makes them eligible for direct financial assistance to recover and rebuild from the flash floods. Trump visited Texas this afternoon and says he spoke with parents who lost kids in the flooding.
They lost their child or 2 children, and just hard to believe what I've never seen anything like it. A little narrow river that becomes a monster.
The July 4th disaster has killed at least 129 people and left more than 170 missing. Canadian Ministry of Industry Melanie Joly says Canada acknowledges receiving President Trump's letter on increasing tariffs.
Of course, we take good note of the comments made by the president. And of course, we'll let the Prime Minister continue his negotiations and will not negotiate in public.
The audio courtesy of CTV. In the letter, Trump says he will raise taxes on many imported goods from Canada to 35%, an aggressive increase from the 25% tariff rates he first imposed on Canada in March. The State Department has fired more than 1,300 employees. The move is in line with the Trump administration's dramatic reorganization plan. Critics say it will change America's global leadership and efforts to counter threats abroad. As fired employees pack their belongings, dozens of former colleagues, ambassadors, members of Congress, and others protested outside. Boeing has reached a settlement with a Canadian man whose wife and 3 children were killed in a deadly 2019 crash in Ethiopia. The jury trial had been set to start Monday to determine damages for Paul Njoroge of Canada. This is AP News. The AP's Jennifer King reports on immigration farm raids in California that turned into confrontations.
Protesters ended up clashing with immigration agents who were carrying out raids at marijuana farms in Carpinteria and Camarillo, California on Thursday. Local footage from Camarillo shows vehicles from border agencies blocking the road in the agricultural area, dozens of demonstrators on a road between farm fields, and uniformed officers standing in a line across from them. The protesters retreated from the cloud of green and white smoke. The standoff and detentions went on for hours. Congressman Salud Carbajal, posting from Carpinteria, decried the raids.
This is overkill. This was ridiculous. This was a bunch of and I'm here to do our oversight. They didn't let me through.
He says a child was injured by a smoke grenade. A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security says they were executing a warrant, which Glasshouse Farms posted that it was complying with. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.